This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Cruise Control. My name is Rich Bradbury. It's a car show here on BFM 89.9, and I don't drive. However, a man that does is this fella over here. His name is...
Daniel Fernandez, and you're saying it's a car show on the radio?
That's right.
Does that make sense?
It does, because we're going to make zoomy sounds, aren't you, Aaron?
Is it the only one in the world?
Apparently, no. It's not the only one in the world, but close. And over there, giggling away like a maniac, is, of course, the man with the news, Mr. Arif Roos.
What's up, Richard?
We, of course, will be with you for about an hour-ish, half an hour, depending on how we feel today.
Yeah, yeah.
No car review today, but no. We will be talking about the art of speed.
Yes, it's a wonderful show. We'll hear from the people behind it.
We will.
In just a while.
First up, though, of course, as ever, we've got a little bit of news from the man with the news, Arif Roos.
Yeah, so first piece of news, we're actually going to go take it slow for the first bunch of news, actually. Petrol subsidies.
Oh, this is such an interesting topic already.
The whole news segment is going to be super interesting for
you. For that person that tweeted and said, I love listening to this show because they're so passionate about their topic, this one's for you.
Yes.
Petrol subsidies. That's how passionate we are.
So previously, the government was talking a lot about introducing subsidies for cars under 1.5 liters, and a lot of people got angry about that, saying, you can buy a BMW i8 and still qualify for it, right?
Right.
Apparently, it's not going to happen. So it's just going to be given out in cash, and the government is going to take data from JPJ and the BSH to identify and pinpoint these people who are in the B40 and wire them cash straight away.
That's going to work, isn't it?
Well, a lot of economists are saying that Malaysia lacks a good data set to accurately pinpoint.
Oh, really?
Pinpoint
economists
this.
Are saying that?
Yeah, yeah.
I think consumers could say that. I think even I could say that.
Yep.
Daniel is not to be quiet.
Yeah, so what you're trying to say is, when I pay my taxes next year, it's going to go to some people to get a subsidy on fuel.
Yeah.
We are already subsidizing a lot of people with fuel, and we're going to subsidize more people with fuel.
Pretty much. Now when you put it like that,
yes,
you know.
And the fuel that we're going to subsidize them with, they will use it to drive outstation to get a bowl of noodles, or they'll go on a car club run, or they decide to, for the heck of it, take a weekend away to visit a relative.
But if we're not being cynical for a minute,
yes,
these people who are on the B40, when they receive those subsidies, perhaps won't drive out station for cheap noodles. Maybe they'll just drive to the end of the street.
Right. But I think, if you ask me, something like this, some kind of subsidy like this, should be given to taxi drivers, bus drivers, bus drivers.
Don't disagree.
Yeah. Ride hailing,
Dispatch
people.
Yeah.
These people should benefit from fuel subsidies, not the guy driving a car just to go and get a bowl of noodles in another town. I'm sorry, I don't agree with this.
I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
I think we should move on to free flow highways in the next 3 years.
Yeah. You know, as I was walking here, this sounds like, some of the bars having free flow beer and everything else. It's never really free flow because the first one you get for free, the second one you pay.
Yeah.
So I think this is the same thing.
Didn't the police just arrest a bunch of people for carrying around these RFID identifier things?
Yes.
Wow.
Antennas, long range RFID identifier.
Correct.
I think they seized 3 or 4 of them. So somebody were using them for nefarious purposes. Right. Not, of course, for using them for toll highways or anything. But
they can't even get the RFID to work properly.
Right. That is true.
Now you're saying you're going to have free flow in 3 years? Talk about it in 3 months.
Okay. I'm saying nothing.
Because I can say, in 3 years' time, my hair will grow back.
But okay.
3 months before the date, nobody will remember about this conversation.
Arif, how do we break it to him gently?
It won't grow.
Exactly. So this won't happen. If Singapore could do it years ago, why are we only now talking about it in 3 years' time?
Right.
Well, they're always saying it takes time to implement things.
Yes,
time to get
everybody. We need a focus group.
We
need a ministry and we need a bunch of people to do this.
Yes.
And
next one.
Next story is a pretty big one. It's the fact that the government lost 4.89 billion ringgit in excise duties. So this came from the Attorney General's report for 2018.
Right.
He said that 4.89 billion ringgit was lost between 2015 and 2017. So the way that this amount of money can get lost is because of the exemptions that I'll list out right now.
Right.
So people like state assemblymen, MPs, people in the embassies, people in government, people from the Returning Expert Program, Malaysia My Second Home Program, as well as people who the Ministry of Finance thinks deserves it,
right,
as well as EEV incentives that everybody's been
That's
talking
about. That's the shocking amount. Tell them how much.
2.8 billion ringgit.
2.8 billion
excused.
Ringgit.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to just a handful of car manufacturers who send the money back to the mothership, not to the government of Malaysia.
For a ballpark figure, right, how many EEVs do you think we have here in Malaysia? Just a ballpark figure.
20 over 1,000.
So they're really expensive EEVs. Yeah.
They're all luxury cars. Right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
just a reminder, how many zeros does a billion have? Isn't it nine?
I don't know because I can't afford those calculators.
but I mean, if you look at the figures, a lot of the numbers came from BMWs, Mercedes, yes, Volvos.
Right.
So what's your thoughts on this so far?
My thoughts is this. For car companies, great. You know, you got this exemption. Mm. You earned a lot of money. You send a lot of money back to the mothership. That's international business. That's fine. But now, if you walk into any of these brand showrooms, sales are slow.
Mm.
Because the people are saying, hey, you know, I paid X amount of dollars last time for your car. Your new model now without EV status is so much more. I'm not going to buy. So they are going to feel a serious pinch in the next 1 year. They're already feeling it. And then people will sort of realize that this is the way life is. And then they'll come back to the showrooms.
BFM actually held a CEO forum thing yesterday morning.
Yesterday early morning,
yesterday
yes.
morning, actually, where we sat down Deputy Minister of International Trade and Industry, Dr. Ong Kiam Meng, as well as Malaysian Automotive Association yes. President, Dato' Aisha Ahmad,
correct,
as well as the Breakfast Girls, Chuang. And we invited a whole load of industry leaders and CEOs as well. So I believe Dr. Ong Kiam Meng did explain this, but we're waiting for some answers from Daniel. Correct. Daniel's going to email him and clarify a few things.
Clarify a few things before we say what might be a little bit wrong.
Yeah.
We want to get clarification.
Want to be accurate.
We might be revealing some insights of that forum discussion next week, but I guess we'll wait for what Daniel has
really
to get.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Lots of money gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Missing.
Okay, next.
Let's finally talk about some cars.
Yes.
First one, the big one, Volkswagen Arteon.
This is a nice looking car.
It's going to come here at the price of 290,000 to 310,000 ringgit.
And the reason for that high price, you must understand, this is going to be fully imported.
Yeah.
They can't do local assembly because there's not enough promised volume to do local assembly. So I think it's a smart move. They've decided to go for the R line, which is the top version. All-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You get the wonderful digital display as well and that really nice yellow paint.
Yes.
And a 360-degree camera, and which means that this is a really well-spec car.
Right.
But it should be for that price.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Its main competitor, the only one I would consider would be the Kia Stinger.
I don't disagree with you. I know a lot of people posted on my Facebook page when I put up the story, but everybody has forgotten one car, which is exactly apple to apple. The Kia Stinger is not four-wheel drive. Number two, the Kia Stinger, like it or not, it's a Korean car. You know, there's a little bit of differentiation when you talk about German cars and Korean cars. Not to say that the Korean car is any less, but it's just perception.
Yeah.
It's like buying a lady's handbag.
I find it funny that every time you do some kind of comparison, it always ends up with a lady's handbag.
Yeah.
Is there something you're not telling us?
Yeah. I like ladies' handbags.
Well, there we go. You're here first.
You know, what's wrong with ladies' handbags? They're really nice. Okay, so you've heard that before. The direct competitor is the Audi A5 Quattro Sportback. Mm. 340,000, fully imported. And Audi has always been slightly more expensive than Volkswagen. So underneath, they are exactly the same. They have the same profile.
Yep,
they're both Sportbacks. They're both from the same group.
Which means half their stuff inside the car are the same.
Exactly. So the price difference is because one is Audi, one is Volkswagen. But apple to apple, I think they're almost the same. But of course, the brand prestige of Audi, you have to pay a little bit more money.
I'll let you have that one. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair
Next, enough. Renault Malaysia has finally launched the subscription service that everybody's been talking about, I guess. The public will get to lease, well, subscribe to a few Renaults.
Right.
One of them is a Captur, and it starts from 1,299 ringgit per month for 2 years.
Right.
Would you guys go for that? What's the deal with this?
Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question. You're a young man.
Yeah.
Of course, you've got money, you have your own car. But say now you didn't have money and then you started working here. If you calculated back, if you bought a new car, you have to put a down payment, road tax, insurance, you know, and everything else.
Yeah.
And then you calculated for 2 years, what would you lose in depreciation for a $120,000 car? Take an average $120,000 car.
40, 50?
Okay. Let's be conservative and say 24,000 ringgit. 24,000 ringgit.
Specific, but okay.
Let's over 2 years. So 24,000 ringgit divided by 12 months, 1,000 ringgit a month.
Yeah.
That's depreciation. We're not talking about anything else. Now, this is 1,299 ringgit a month.
Yeah.
So basically, what they're telling you is no more depreciation, no down payment, no headache. You just come in, pay the starting money, and you drive a car.
That's excellent.
And then in between, you can change the car. I don't think it's designed for people like me. It might be designed for people like Richard, who might come here and say, okay, I'm going to work for 5 years. I don't want to be burdened with a car. I want to be able to get a car which I like and I think I can enjoy. So this works really well.
They've based it on the cell phone model.
The
cell phone model, how they do it in the UK. So you sign up for a contract and you make a small down payment normally, and you sign up a contract for 2 years. You'd pay whatever it is per year or per month. And then at the end of that contract, the 2 years or the year, you would have the option to freely upgrade your phone.
Right.
During that period, your phone is covered for wear and tear, for breakages. It's covered under insurance. It's the same thing. Right. And it works in Europe. It works in the US. Malaysia doesn't have that as far as I'm aware. I think it's a smart idea.
Right.
Whoever they've marketed at, I think you're right. I think this is the kind of thing that I would consider.
Right.
Because, you know, going out and buying a new car, as you've often mentioned, is expensive and wasteful.
Yes.
Buy a second-hand car, whatever. But something like this, you know, I can have a fairly new car and not worry
too much
about
it. No, you do get a
brand
new
car. Well, you get a brand new car and not have to worry about it.
The thing with this is, the actual term for this project is actually a word people don't like to use in Malaysia. Leasing.
Yeah, yeah.
You go and talk to any car brand. Are you doing leasing? No, we don't have leasing. They give it wonderful names, but they never use the word leasing.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. Because I would think of 2-3 years from now, if my son wants to get a car, and if he's going to work, say, outstation, and he wants a brand new car, he doesn't want to listen to me and get a second-hand car, I'll tell him to go and talk to these people.
Yeah.
My worry now is 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years from now, where are all these cars going to go? You'll have a huge pre-owned market.
Mm.
That is the problem.
Mm. True. Moving on, we have finally the Nissan Leaf. The new one is here.
Launched yesterday morning.
1-888-888. Very on again.
Yes.
300 kilometers of range, as we mentioned in the past few weeks. Now, Nissan Malaysia will sell you a wallbox charger, which charges your car 7 hours to full.
That's okay. Probably at night when you're sleeping.
And the best part is, if you buy a Nissan Leaf and you suffer from range anxiety and you do need to go to Penang every weekend, you can just drop the car off at a Nissan dealership and take one of the X-Trails and, you know, not have to worry about charging it halfway.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
Nice exchange program.
The next interesting story, to me, Suzuki.
Oh.
It's coming back.
I'm so happy.
The Jimny.
Finally, after
the
3 years. Yeah,
the
after
Jimny.
3 years of missing from Malaysia, Suzuki is supposedly coming back to Malaysia under the Bajaj Group.
That's the thing though, right? It's the Bajaj bit.
Yeah, but it's not signed yet.
Right.
He's going to Japan.
But it's the Bajaj bit.
Yeah, but you know, they've done a good job with Mazda.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, fair enough.
They were shareholders in Mazda. Of course, there are a lot of people behind Mazda that did an excellent job, which is not really Bajaj, but I think, this is just me saying, and you heard it first here, they're going to take the same magic they did with Mazda, they're going to take some of the top people in Mazda, move them over to this new Suzuki venture, and say, do the same thing again.
I say support, because Suzuki has quite an interesting lineup of cars.
Very
right
interesting
now.
Lineup.
Swift Sport, SX4, you have the Vitara, a Grand Vitara, and of course,
the
Jimny.
You know, everyone's going to small cars, and this is the way it's supposed to go.
Yep.
And you know, a lot of these cars are actually built in India, and they're sold very well in India. So, you know, coming here should be no problem in terms of taxation.
There was a lot of worry about the price of the Jimny, though. When it was launched in Thailand, we mentioned it was 200,000 ringgit, which was way too much.
Right.
But recently, it was launched in Indonesia, and it was half the price. On sale for half the price.
Yes, but you must understand, we don't understand the specs.
Yeah.
We don't understand whether, you know, the taxation in Indonesia is different than Thailand.
I think what I'm saying is that I'm hopeful.
Hopeful
for a sub 100,000 Jimny. Yeah. That'll be great.
Are we done with launches now?
One more.
So BMW. Let me guess. Oh, there we go.
His favorite brand.
Ah, you see. Yeah. You know, he's let it on nice and slowly. And
BMW Z4.
30i. Finally launched at another challenging price, 480,000 ringgit.
I don't think that's challenging.
Really?
Direct competitor is a Porsche Cayman.
That's 480 as well. Well, we don't get the special M Sport version, the M40i with the 3-liter straight six, which everybody wants, and the one that's in the Supra. But, you know, if they do bring it here, again, comparing to Indonesia's pricing, which they launched the Supra for I think it was 660,000 ringgit. So right. If they do bring it here, it'll be quite interesting to
Supra
see.
Supra has been confirmed for Malaysia.
Yeah?
September.
Amazing.
You heard it first year.
On that note, we're going to wrap up for this segment of the show. Stick around. We have Asep, who's one of the organizers for the Art of Speed Malaysia, happening at MAP Serdang on the 27th and 28th of July, which is this weekend. Stick around. More details on that in just a few minutes. You listen to BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Cruise Control. BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back. This is Cruise Control Car Show here on BFM. It's a car show, right, Daniel?
I think so, but today is going to be a motor show.
That was Daniel Fernandez from DSF.my, of course. Sat in the other corner over here is the man with the news, Mr. Arif Ruse.
I think it's a custom car show, right?
It is a custom car show.
It's a solid custom car show.
Speaking of custom cars and all things speedy, who have we got over here? What's your name?
I'm Asep Ahmad Iskandar.
That's him?
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm the event director for Art of Speed Malaysia.
We've met before, haven't we?
Yeah, so it's many years ago.
It wasn't that long ago. Right, so the Art of Speed Malaysia happening this weekend, 27th, 28th July. Tell me what's different about this year's event compared to the other years that you've had.
I think we've expanded the show. It's still an indoor show. It still has 150,000 square feet air-conditioned space. We have, I think, a lot more cars and bikes on show this year. It still has a community vibe to it, but what we've expanded is the lifestyle side. So we've got vans creating Black Rainbow, which is like a museum experience thing.
Wow. I'm glad you've explained that.
Yeah. So we've got them doing that. We've got Hot Wheels inviting their lead designer for all their premium range, which includes Car Culture, Redline. So he's coming over to share a bit about the Hot Wheels. Mm. And we've got an outdoor concert this year. So that's going to be big.
It's focused on custom culture and car culture and that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. How do you define like custom culture? It's a very wide. It reaches across a lot of genres, right? So.
Well, custom culture for us is the art segment to it. Yeah. So we've dedicated Motor Circus for many years from the beginning of the show, dedicated to custom culture and its unique lowbrow art. The rest of the show is everything to do with the lifestyle surrounding car culture, motorbike culture. And why Vans is there is because a lot of us grew up, skateboarding and stuff. Mm. We've come to that age where we can afford bigger, better toys, you know. But at heart, we're still rebellious skateboarders. So that's where Vans come into the picture. People like Hot Wheels, obviously, and motorcycle manufacturers. Even for this year, surprisingly enough, MARI, Malaysia Automotive
Robotics
IoT.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're coming in strong as well. So yeah, I guess it's encompassing the whole entire culture, lifestyle. Yeah.
Daniel, which were you? More of a Hot Wheels guy or a skateboarding guy?
More Hot Wheels.
Not Hot Wheels?
Nah, Hot Wheels. Definitely Hot Wheels.
You're a skateboarder, were you?
No, never a skateboarder, never.
Okay.
Never a skateboarder. Couldn't afford it.
Were you going this weekend then?
I will definitely be there. I went to the previous show and I thought to myself, amazing. Forget about Klims, we need this.
Ooh.
Ooh. So, because you know why? You must understand where I'm coming from. Crowd participation.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know, when you get down to the brass tacks of it, you want people in Malaysia to enjoy a show.
Right.
It's like motor racing. You go to Sepang, you go to F1, it's empty. Mm. But you go for normal race events on the weekend, it's full of people. Right. Grandstands, the hill stands, everything is full of people. Because people don't want to pay a lot of money to come and see something they cannot afford.
Right.
What he's doing, he's bringing in things that people can aspire, can dream, can do. And also you're talking about people in Malaysia, there's a lot of small mechanics, I would say artisans or whoever they are, who can actually build bikes and cars and they do a very good job. But they never get publicity.
So you started in 2012, right?
Yeah.
Back in Publica. And now back then there was like old school Japanese stuff, the hot rods, the custom bikes, the chompers, tattoos, fixies, photographies. Three international builders from Jakarta, Bangkok and Singapore. Like Daniel was just saying then, you've got a lot of these modders here. Where did the idea come from? Why did you suddenly want to do it though?
I ran a Southern California kind of diner at Publica.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so I had that. So I've always had a passion for all things American. And why we brought in cars and bikes from overseas was because we're enthusiasts and we want to see more than just our friends' cars. You know, we want to see something different. So hence why
is
we...
Is there a lot of, you show me yours, I'll show you mine. whose engine's bigger?
Yeah. Definitely, that's part of the culture. You know? But what essentially that format has not changed at all. It's just that we bring more prestigious cars now. You know, the bike that we're bringing this year won the SNS World Championship build-off in America, something. You know, the bike is already 9 years old, but it's still a relevant bike. Mm. So we're bringing that in just to show locals, you know, this is how they're doing it in more developed countries.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely grown a lot since 2012. I mean, in 2015, I believe it was the first time you moved to MyApps, Serdang. Yeah. And before that, you got sponsorship from Petronas. Is that right?
We started partnering up with Petronas 2 years ago. So this is our third year with them. Mm. Yeah.
And even since then, I feel like a lot of the collaborations have been, you know, you've spread your roots all across Malaysia trying to reach these new people and unite different sort of car communities together. Mm. So tell me more about all the other additions, like the one in KK, Kota Baru and Johor Bahru. Mm. So what was that like?
Yeah, so we do a lot of engagement, you know, because we know our fan base is spread throughout the country. And being Malay is like, you know, you go to someone's kenduri and then they come to your kenduri.
Yeah.
So as a biker, I started out as a biker in this scene. So that's always been how, you know, we do things. We did a Johor, RSP Johor.
Yeah.
And then a couple of years ago, we had an invitation to do in Kelantan. So that was interesting to do Kelantan and have a silent disco with the band performing, you know, pushing boundaries, but always being mindful of local culture. Uh-huh.
And then, and respectful.
And then last year we started going to East Malaysia. So we did a small pop-up at the Miri Bike Week.
So you've gone from being respectful and quiet in Kelantan to East Malaysia, where everything's slightly different over there, right?
Very, very different. So we went there, did a bit of pop-up. Then this year, they had this event called Sabah Old School Annual Gathering. Mm. So we said, hey, if we find a really cool car here, let's ship it to Peninsula for our show. And we found this amazing car, a KE30, and we shipped it to the show. And you'll see it. It's from Tawau. So we thought, like, I mean, I think it's the deserving of the kids. They've done so much to their cars, and, you know, they've expressed so much. And it's only deserving that people like us who have partners such as Petronas to, well, share the joy. Mm.
What are you in particular looking forward to this whole... you're probably going to say the end of it and when it's finished.
Sleep.
Well, yeah. But whilst the event is happening, and of all the things that are happening at the event over the next couple of days, what are you looking forward to most?
I'm especially excited to see people's reactions. Mm. Yeah, the smiles on the faces, the young family with kids, and obviously the Sound Circus concert, the outdoor concert. That's a major step for us, from being a car bike show indoor and then now exploring outdoor concerts. I think that's a huge step for us. So I think we're looking for that.
I mean, like, again, going back to the past, it's interesting to see how Art of Speed has evolved. You know, it's grown. I mean, it was, I would say, formerly quite bike centric, and now you're expanding into, like you said, the lifestyle and music and all that stuff. So, I mean, it's worth also mentioning that the headline for Sound Circus is Hujan.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since we've had them here, as well as Kogera Mazdo, who was in this very studio a couple of weeks ago. Mm. So it's getting quite big.
Yeah.
You'll be going to headbang at Hujan.
No. I'm bringing an umbrella.
You bring an umbrella?
No, I've just got one question to ask. And for me, this is like, you're almost doing like a SEMA in Malaysia. I mean, not the same grand scale, but it's almost like that. Mm. But I'm just shocked, because when I go for all the other motor shows in Malaysia, there's plenty, small and big. Mm. You have a big team, you have PR, you have logistics and all that. But I just see the two of you.
Yeah.
And communication is on the ball. Yeah. Information we want is given straight away. Yeah. Do you have like a whole bunch of people hiding somewhere behind?
No.
So how do you manage? Because you guys don't seem to be lacking in information dissemination. You know?
Well, credit to my wife, you know, Denny. She's done PR all her life. And we're grateful that we have a very strong relationship with media. And it has gone on for many years. So we know their style and they know ours. So it's, that's how we've been doing it, I think.
Okay. Mm. Will you take this to Indonesia?
I don't think so. Yeah, no. Because ours is still very much a community show. Okay. So our show represents what's relevant now in Malaysia.
Okay.
We don't have a specific model that sets us apart from the other shows. And Indonesia has shows like ours, which are community-driven as well. So we have gone there to support their events. Mm. I think we have like 3 or 4 organizers coming over, even from Thailand.
You have plenty of these shows, yes.
Yeah, and then the organizer for Bangkok Motorcycle Festival, which is held right in the mall in the center of town, they're coming over. So we're just building the community. Them as representatives of their community, and hopefully ours as Malaysia's representative.
Right. What about Singapore?
Singapore is a bit challenging because of costs.
Only costs?
Surprisingly enough, they have a lot of really cool cars.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, because
they're rich.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
they have a lot of unregistered classic cars.
Yeah. And they have ease of importation. You know, they don't have like APs and all. Well, they have the COE and stuff. Yes. But their COE is cheaper because it's a classic car. Mm. Their road tax is cheaper because it's classic car.
Mm. Yeah.
For our importation, perhaps it's cheaper, but again, it's the money lah. Theirs is closer to the US dollar.
Yeah.
As compared to ours. Mm. Yeah.
Where can people find out more about this? Where can they get their tickets from?
Of course, from bsf.my.
I know that, but I'm asking here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, the easiest place to get your tickets for the weekend is to visit our Instagram. There's a link to our online ticketing. It's there. And just a quick plug-in for Wayang Kulit, our friends who do the tattoo show. They're going to be at the event as well. So if you want to get ink, then come to the show.
Speaking of the tattoo show, actually, there was, in previous years, some of them were free, weren't they?
No, it wasn't.
No. Okay.
It's 18 above non-Muslim.
That's it. Thank you very much.
Yes, cuba nasib.
Time for us to wrap up for this week, of course, though, folks. We will see you again next week. Make sure you get yourselves over to the Art of Speed at MAP Serang this weekend, 27th, 28th, of course. Follow them on Instagram. Your Instagram handle is?
Art of Speed MY.
There you go. This, of course, has been Cruise Control on BFM. I've been in the studio with
Daniel Fernandez.
Arif Roos.
My name is Rich Bradbury. Same time, same place next week on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.